On March 19th, the U.S. House Judiciary Subcommittee met about the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from Texas, did not seem to understand as he questioned a Google representative about how their ads work as they use keywords from people's emails to place ads that they think are appropriate. But he explains that Google does not know which emails the keywords come from and does not store that information or have that information. Representative Gohmert doesn't seem to understand.
Gentleman from Texas, Mr. Gohmert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for to the witnesses, Professor Kerr. Nice to see you back. Mr. Salgado, I was curious, doesn't Google sell information acquired from emails to different vendors so that they can target certain individuals with their promotions?
Mr. Congressman, no, we don't sell email content. We do have a system similar to the system we use for scanning for spam and malware that can identify what type of ads are most relevant to serve on email messages. This is an automated process. There's no human interaction, and certainly
right.
the email is not sold to anybody or disclosed.
So how do these other vendors get our email and think that we may be interested in the products they're selling?
They don't actually get your email. What they're able to do is through our advertising business be able to identify keywords that they would like to trigger the display of one of their ads, but they don't get information about who the user is or anything.
Okay, well, that brings me back. So they get information about keywords in our emails that they use to decide who to send promotions to, albeit automatically done, correct?
The email context is used to identify what ads are going to be most relevant to the user.
Do they pay for the right or the contractual ability to target those individuals that use those keywords?
I might phrase that slightly differently, but the gist is correct, that advertisers are able to bid for the placement of advertisements to users who our system has detected might be interested in the advertisement.
Okay, so what would prevent the federal government from making a deal with Google so they could also scroogle people and saying, I want to know everyone who has ever used the term Benghazi, or I want everyone who's ever used, you know, a certain term. Would you discriminate against the government, or will you allow the government to know about all emails that included those words?
Sir, I think those are apples and oranges. I think the disclosure of the identity.
Well, I'm not asking for a fruit comparison. I'm just asking, would you be willing to make that deal with the government, the same one you do with private advertisers, so that the government would know which emails are using which words?
Thank you, sir. I meant by that it isn't the same deal that's being suggested there. We certainly wouldn't.
But I am asking specifically if the same type of deal could be made by the federal government. Heck, the same government that'll make a commercial and pay for it to air overseas saying we had nothing to do with the video, which we know now had nothing to do with Benghazi. But if that same government will spend tens of thousands of dollars to do a commercial, they might, under some harebrained idea, like the idea of cutting a deal with Google to get all the addresses, all the email addresses that use certain words. Couldn't they make that same kind of deal that private advertisers do?
We would not honor a request from the government for such a...
So you would discriminate against the government if they tried to do what your private advertisers do?
I don't think that describes what private advertisers...
All right. Does anybody here have any... Obviously, you're doing a good job protecting your employer, but does anybody have any proposed legislation that would assist us in what we're doing? I see my time is running out. I would be very interested in any phrase, any clauses, any items that we might add to legislation or take from existing legislation to help us deal with this problem. Because I am very interested and very concerned about our privacy and our email.
Well,
thank you very
if
much.
The gentleman will yield, I'm sure as this debate goes on, we will be getting a lot of advice from a lot of different sources, some of which will be trying to twist the law in favor of somebody or another. So stay tuned, gentlemen.
And just so that the simpletons that sometimes write for Huffington Post understand, I don't want the government having all that information.
Well,
thank you. I yield back.
With a point of personal privilege, my son writes for the Huffington Post.
Well, then maybe he's not one of the simpletons I was referring to.
He does have a PhD. A gentlewoman.
Well, you can still be PHUL.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.